We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
You remember probably that some days ago I spoke to you on this 16th verse of the 19th chapter of John. Then delivered to he him therefore unto them to be crucified. That's Pilate delivered Jesus. And they took Jesus and led him away. Led him away. Now we sing, blessed Jesus, lead us. The world led him away. And like a flash, it came to me that you can't lead Jesus against his Father's will. You can't lead Jesus alone. You may lead some politicians along your way. But this way that they led Jesus was God's permissive way. It was necessary that he die on the cross to get people saved. It was necessary. If Jesus Christ hadn't died, nobody could ever have been saved. God can't do everything. He can't do wrong because he's infinitely good and infinitely perfect and infinitely just. If God was ever to save anybody, he had to find a perfect way to save them. And there was no perfect way except the penalty of the sin of the world must be borne. So Jesus Christ submitted and went to the cross, and they led him away. They led him. But they couldn't have led him except along the line of God's will and God's purpose. Now, the trouble today with people is they're trying to lead Jesus Christ along the line of their way, contrary to the purpose of God. Now, this was in line with God's purpose. He came to die. He came all the way down heaven to earth to go to a cross. He was born to die. He came to lay his life down, and he let them lead him. They thought they would kill him. They thought they were all powerful. They thought they were winning. He was winning. They weren't winning. In the cross of Christ we glory, towering over the wrecks of time. All the light of sacred story gathers round his head sublime. They led him away. Do you know one of the curses of our day? One of the curses of our day is that men are trying to lead Jesus Christ along the way of their purposes. See? Contrary to the purpose of God. They are trying to use Jesus Christ. And we are drifting into a form of godliness without any power of godliness. There's more religion and less Christianity in America than ever before. All right? I've just been reading a series of articles there about this new Bible that's being brought out. And this man's a very intelligent man that's reviewing what they say. All right, now they're taking the Word of God, the Old Testament and the whole Bible, and they're perverting it. They are modernizing it, see? And they're using this late revised translation, which is the devil's masterpiece of subtlety and satanic influence. That's the devil's masterpiece that's been produced in my lifetime. It was the greatest scheme and of deception ever put over. The common people wanted a Bible they could understand in modern English. And looking for that kind of Bible, these modernistic people brought it out. And one man on that, whose name is still connected with it, protested about it. But let me tell you something. I have no respect for him. He's a conservative, supposedly. But he protested, but let his name stay in the book as one of the men. If he had any real courage and fidelity to the Lord Jesus Christ, he'd have stepped out. All right. Now, they broke out that book, and the church is trying to use Jesus, and machinery is trying to use Jesus, and education is trying to use Jesus. They're trying to lead him along the way of their plans and schemes and ambitions, see. You know, when Jesus went to the cross, human depravity was rampant. But he was going the way of the Father. He was on his way to die to save people, and they were leading him. Today they're trying to lead him, see, along the way of their purpose, to put over their purposes and their schemes. And even governments are doing it more or less. While we turn our backs on Jesus Christ and trample on his blood in this country and have on the same page in the newspapers, and I'm not blaming newspapers for this because they're supposed to give the news. You'll have that on a page of a newspaper. Here it'll be, you know. all the different churches and different churches and different churches and different churches. Some of them believe in the virgin birth and some don't. Some believe in the blood of Jesus and some don't. Some are modernists and some are conservatives, and there they are, all together, religion all scrambled in, see. And we try to lead Jesus along. Say, it makes no difference, you know. When evangelistic campaigns are being put under the sponsorship of men that believe the Bible and men that don't believe the Bible, and they're putting on big revival meetings, and one preacher believes in the virgin birth and the other doesn't. One believes in the vicarious blood atonement and the other doesn't. And going all on and talking religion and trying to use Jesus, the modernists are trying to use him, and sometimes use the same words that the conservatives use. And the conservatives want to be known as good scholars and so forth and so on. And they're trying to lead Jesus, but they're not leading Jesus. Listen, they're walking in darkness. They are violating what Jesus said and what the Bible taught clearly. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man can come to the Father but by me. And they're standing up in pulpits and on platforms, and there are many ways there. Some come one road and some come another road. And the Bible says they are liars. They don't have, but there's only one road. And then we turn the prophetic telescope toward heaven and up around the throne of God, out of all kindreds and peoples and tongues and tribes and nations. They're singing about just one way, and that's the way of the cross, the Lamb of God, the blood of the Son of God. And that's what they sing about in heaven. And somebody said, how is your robe so white? And they say, it's washed in the blood. Just one way. Men and women, there's only one way, and that's the Jesus way. And the Jesus way is the virgin-born Son of God way, the incarnated Christ way, the Son of God dying on a cross to save men, see? And rising again from the dead and ascending up into heaven. Jesus Christ, the only way. There is salvation. No other name. Only one name has any power in heaven. The names of the saints and the names of preachers and the names of all the priests and the names of all the people avail nothing. The only name that has any power in heaven is the name of Jesus. At his name, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. To the glory of God, no other name. All of the regalia of men and all the machinery of men and all the church bells that ring, none of them are the way. If they are pointing to Jesus Christ, they are pointing to the way. If they're pointing any way except this one way, the way of the cross that leads home, then it's a dark, sinful finger that points, because there's only one way. So they led him away. Now we Christians who are born again, we say, where he leads me, I'll follow. I'll go with him all the way. Now he's calling you today. Now you can take your choice. You can go on with the world and try to lead him along the way of your life, but you can't do it. Or you can go his way. Why don't you surrender your life completely to him? You know, there isn't one single relationship that won't be made better. You'll be a better father. You'll be a better mother. You'll be a better husband, better wife, a better son, a better daughter, a better church member, a better anything that's legitimate. If you'll take the reins of your life out of your hands and say, here I am, Jesus. I trust you as my Savior. I believe you love me. I believe you died for me. I look up to you, helpless and undone. A poor, miserable, lost sinner. I can't save myself. In my hand, no price I bring. Simply like cross, I cling. I trust you as my Savior. And then the moment you do it, then say, all right, here's my life. I turned over to you. Have your way with me, Lord. We read, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's addressed to Christians. We know from the word brethren. Whenever you find the word brethren used in the New Testament, the writer's talking to Christians. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, you Christian people, to give God your bodies. Give him everything you have, your mind, your body, all. We are taught that every thought should be brought into captivity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we are trying to use him. But you can't use Jesus unless you give Jesus first place, and then he'll use you. And the way you use Jesus is to let Jesus use you. And he'll never use you until he has a supreme place in your life. He may overrule some things. He may make the wrath of men to praise him. But he's not using you if he isn't first. Jesus uses a man who's first, who puts Jesus first in his life. You know, I look around at Bob Jones University plant out here, and in my heart there's a prayer, oh God, Help people when they come on Bob Jones University campus to think of Jesus Christ. Help us not to use him around here and try to use him to show off something else. Help us to use all we have to show Jesus Christ off. Help us not to use him to try to make an appearance that this is that and that's the other. But help us, O God, as I pray, that every room out here may be a show window. And that when people come, they may see Jesus Christ. They led him away. They thought they were wonderful. They thought they'd succeeded. And 3 days later, he is out of a grave, and men were talking to him, and he was still the living Christ. And then a little later, they watched him as he climbed through parting clouds, an invisible stairway back to the sky. And now we turn the Bible telescope towards heaven, and we see him sitting at the right hand of the Father, on the highest seat there next to the Father. All power given to him in heaven and earth. What a Savior. I wonder if you love him. I wonder if you're right with him. I wonder if you're trusting him today. I wonder if you've surrendered to him. I wonder if he's your all in all. I wonder when you think of everything, if you think of him first. I wonder if he's supreme in your life. I wonder if he has first place. If he hasn't, why don't you give him first place this morning? Why don't you just say as you sit there at radio, well, I'm going to give him first place on my own. I'm not going to shove him around this week. He's going to have first place. I'm not going to try to use him. I'm going to let him use me as he wants to use me. What he wants for my life, that's what I want for my life. And I want him to have his way with me. God help us to so surrender. Our Heavenly Father, we need thee so much. We are no good, naturally. We are poor, lost sinners. And we are so undone. And there wasn't anything we could do for ourselves. You sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. And he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities and bore our sin in his body on a cross. And we thank thee for salvation in his name. We thank thee he's our Savior. Help us to be faithful to him in all things, true to Jesus Christ. Help us out here at Bob Jones University to give him the highest place he's ever had, high above all other things, above the academic setup and the music and the speech and the art. Above everything else, may Jesus Christ have his supreme place. If we know our hearts, we're honest in that prayer, our Father, to give the Lord Jesus Christ a preeminent place in all things and help us know the way to start is for all of us. Give him first place in our lives. Keep us faithful and true to him and help somebody to trust Christ who's heard this message. Help all of us who know him to dedicate our lives anew to him. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.